episode 2796, when you get close to failure.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen in your life. Today is a brand new day. It's a brand new week. And it's Mindset Monday. I don't know where you are, what you're going after in your life, those dreams that you're chasing. But you know what? In the chase, you'll find failure. So what do you do when you get close to failure? Let's dive in. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, insecurity can freeze your dreams and harden your heart towards your own goals, your own dreams. Life isn't worth trying if you're not good enough. Yet success comes into focus when you get close to failure. Think about this. Success is around the corner with the more tries, quote unquote, you have in your life. So start trying and be good enough. You don't have to just sit back and wonder why you can't take the easy road, right? It's easy that we want to do that. And all too often we find ourselves sitting back on the couch going, oh, woe's me. You're having the pity party. You paid your dues, in your opinion, and now you want to reap the rewards. Yet life is writing a different chapter, so you think. Why can't you get what you want when you want it? Well, for obvious reasons, right? So instead of fumbling through life trying to place the blame on others, what if you were to take responsibility for your own results? What if you were to see greatness within yourself even when you fail? Do you think that would impact your results? Think about that. I know we don't wake up on a Monday morning going, hi, yeah, man, my failure. How is that going to create success in my life? We don't. We don't have time for that. Why? Because we have responsibilities. We have errands, bills to pay. We've got kids to take care of, husband to get out the door. And you're like, well, I work too. I know. You got to get yourself out the door. And all of a sudden, you become overwhelmed. You're overcome with fears. Your fears that stimulate your insecurities have to fall faster, or your failure will be greater. So you got to choose to get into the game of life. Learn from the burn. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Learn from the burn. B-U-R-N. I'm here to tell you, mistakes are going to happen if you haven't already figured that out. Because that's just part of life. Mistakes happen when we were growing up. Mistakes happen when you got it all together. And mistakes happen even when you don't have it all together. It's called life happens. You aren't going to get everything right. But you don't have to get stuck thinking that you are less than or not good enough. Your insecurities do not have to rule your life. Your fears can be extinguished so long as you keep moving forward. That means you have to take aim for what matters in your life. Being willing to fail or succeed in all actions, because each will lead you closer to what you're going after, those dreams, those goals, your career, raising a great family. So let's ready yourself to learn from the burn, B-U-R-N. What does it look like in real life? Number one, be brave enough to be bad at something new. Normally, we don't do something because we know we're going to be bad at it. But here I'm telling you, you got to be brave enough to be bad at something new. You can't learn from the burn if you don't fail. Success comes with failures. Instead of talking yourself out of something, try talking yourself into something. This is where you have to be brave enough to be bad at something new. The adventure awaits. You got to fail faster. So what do you need to fail faster at? What do you need to try? Be brave. Number two, utilize your strengths and weaknesses. Notice I didn't just say strengths. You have to use both strengths and weaknesses, right? Because if you're going to be brave enough to be bad at something new, that means you're going to end up landing on those weaknesses once in a while. But the more you work at it, what do you think happens? They're not as weak anymore. Don't be one who tolerates the status quo or mediocrity. Stir the pot within yourself. Stop looking side to side, right? Don't compare. Don't look at your best friend. Don't look at your sister or your brother. Don't even look at your mom and dad. Don't look at what other people are doing out there that you wish you were already doing. Oh, they stole my idea. If only I was there faster. Gauge what's possible by doing the impossible. Utilize your strengths and weaknesses. Number three, refine your actions and words to create your desired outcomes. You're already in motion to create a commotion. So all you need to do is make some minor shifts, right? You're in refinement. Iron sharpens iron. As Dan Miller says, everything is an experiment. As with any experiment, though, you got to make tweaks along the way. This is how you refine your actions and words to create your desired outcomes. It's by refinement. You can't have everything right the first time. And when you do, man, celebrate that, because it doesn't happen very often. I've enjoyed an incredible weekend of the U.S. Open, some great college football games, the opening weekend of the NFL. Yes, my TV was on like I don't know when I really slept, because there was so much going on, and it was all about the unexpected. What they planned for, do you think they played out? Go back and look some of those reviews. We had 10 brand new coaches, head coaches, for the NFL alone. It was very interesting to listen to all the commentaries and hear all the backstories. You know what those backstories told me? They have a lot more work to do. Because what they practiced, they didn't produce. It's their first week of being a real team out there on the field. They've got to be brave enough, right, to be bad at something new. 10 new head coaches. Do you think they're trying something new? Oh, yeah. Do you think they're going to fail? Most definitely. It's part of the game. Don't you think they have to utilize their strengths and weaknesses? Yes. You've got Tom Brady going out again at the age of 45. He's now the oldest quarterback ever in NFL history. Now, some people would say, yes, and he's the best. He's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Doesn't matter what you believe in that regard. But what matters is he's playing to the best of his ability. That's what he has to think of. Not about what all the commentaries are saying. Not what all the sports world is saying. Not even what his teammates are saying. But what he believes. Learn from the burn. Be brave enough to be bad at something new. Utilize your strengths and weaknesses. Refine your actions and words to create your desired outcomes. Right? Create a commotion within your motions. And finally, number four, navigate. Navigate the process by taking the next step. Most of the time, we're just dreaming it. We're not putting any action into motion. You hear me say all the time, take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can sit back and make all the excuses you want, or you can accept the challenge to do more, to reach those goals, to soar higher. It's all about navigating, right? One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Never do you hear me say, oh, one step at a time leads you to miles of greatness today. No. Because you're on a journey, and it's a beautiful journey that you're on. And the only way you can control the outcome is by controlling your mind, body, and spirit. It's the whole you. It's you, my friend. You. You have got to get out of your own way. Do more than you complain. Do more than you compare. Do more so you can soar. Create your now. So where are you in life right now? Seriously, the season that you're in, where are your insecurities slowing you down? Where are they holding you back? I want you to be honest with yourself. Don't be so quick to count yourself out either. Choose wisely. Walk with the wise to become wise. It's a great Proverbs. Who are you hanging out with? What are you reading? Are you hanging out with the right people? Tom Brady chose to go back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Don't you think any other team in the NFL would have taken him if he wanted to do that? You better believe it. A lot of them would. Now, maybe I can think of two that might not. Off the top of my head, I'll leave those for you to think about and wonder. But most of them would have been open. Why? Well, number one, they may not have been because they may not have been able to afford him. But that, too, is for another episode. But Tom Brady has proven himself over time. Why? Because he's hung out with the right people to create the sport man that he is. The legend that he is living out. It takes dedication every single day. Hard work. It just doesn't come with ease. Do you think he woke up on the field being the greatest of all time? No. You go back and read some of that. Okay, don't do it. You're probably too busy. I'll tell you, he didn't start out being number one. But he worked into it. Do you have what it takes to work the next 23 years that Tom Brady put in to get you to your dreams and goals and beyond? Walk with the wise to become wise. And please don't disregard the little wins. The little things matter. This week, look at where you are honestly. Be realistic about the season you're in. It's important. If you've got a lot of things you're juggling, it may not be a good idea to try a few new things. You can try maybe one, but maybe not three or four, because you just don't have the capacity to do so. And guess what? There's nothing wrong with that. So don't give yourself that room to compare. Don't let that insecurity of I'm not good enough because I can't do all of this. It's just not the right time, period, in your journey. So look at what you need, honestly, realistically. Set your personal expectations that will enhance your goals, not encourage your fouls. You are created on purpose, for a purpose, a greater purpose. Remember, you've got miles of greatness in front of you. But you have to be willing to master today to impact tomorrow. Go out, be present, be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.